Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mel Roach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Will moves to second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. May hits a line drive into center field. Heist picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heist. May moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Matthews out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball towards center. Aaron settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Aaron. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell bunts towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lau moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. May is one for one in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to third for the out. Buell moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buell moves to third. May moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bowling is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive towards third. Matthews catches it and throws to first to double up Roach. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4. Braves, 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roach hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Santo moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Burpell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Burpell reaches second base with a double. Santos scores. Heist moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron strikes out. 1 out. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Lau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Lau reaches second base with a double. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lau scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 6-5, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burpell fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Burpell. Bowling scores. It's 7-5, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elston spins and fires to second, and Matthews is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 3 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive towards the mound. Buell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Adcock goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Braves. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Curtis now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lau hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis spins and fires to second, with Banks covering, and Thomas is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Jack Curtis. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 4 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.